Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the 56th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about how the McDonald's collab went, the Butter Hotter remix, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. So, wow. Roseanne, how are you doing?
I'm doing better.
That's good. Yeah, because I don't know if we might be struggling again, but last week was kind of heavy for us. We were going through it.
We were going through it, but, you know, some interesting things did happen. We had BTS to comfort us and, like, I guess I kind of took, there's like so many things that literally happened this week, but also I kind of took this week to like enjoy the content that we were getting. I think I've only posted like one video this week, and that was just about the McDonald's collab, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Yeah.
But it just kind of felt nice to kind of take everything in. But also, I'm sure me and Jose didn't like post videos on YouTube for like their performances, because a lot of it was like on US shows, and y'all know how copyright is.
Yes.
With that. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, I'm doing good. My headaches are not as bad, but Jose, how about you?
I'm doing better. As I think a lot of people are, I've already talked about it even on my YouTube and I posted on Twitter. My mom recently got sick and we've been having to take care of her. So that's been weighing on us because it's not only tough, emotionally, but it's also like tough on us, like having to work around schedules and see who's able to like take care of her and be with her and like go to the doctor and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not like a caregiver, like 100%, but I could only imagine like, well, that's a really tough job to be, you know, taking care of somebody, not only physically or anything, like the emotional toll, because yeah. I like, girl, I've cried like coming back home. I break down because it's like, I think it hits me, you know, that like my parents are getting older and, yeah. And it's just like, that's just a part of life, you know? And of course, I'm happy to do it. It's not something that I'm like dreading and like upset about or anything like that. Yeah. You know, that I'm like impacted negatively where I'm over here like hating it or anything. And oh, I'm going to be there for them whenever they need me. It's just, I guess it's easier said than done. You know what I mean? And once you're living already, you're starting to have signs of that. You're like, oh my God, like this is really happening. And so,
yeah.
Thank you though for your words of encouragement. Thank you to everybody who has sent me messages, and just, you know, even just a simple like keep your head up, that goes a long way. It really does. And she's doing a bit better now, so that's something that's like really you know, it's a how did they say, the light at the end of the tunnel. So I think we're getting closer to the exit, so hopefully we can like press the gas on that car wherever we're or running whatever, so we can get out of this tunnel, honey, because it's a lot. But
it's dark in there.
it's a little too dark for my comfort, okay? And I do like to sleep in the dark, but I don't want to live in it, okay? But see, even that, like I enjoy like making like jokes and stuff like that, because I feel like if you're not doing that, you're just going to be sad throughout the whole thing. And that's not good for anybody. So, you know, scientists keep us uplifted. And BTS have definitely done that for me and for her. I actually, she told me that she like came across a Butter performance from Stephen Colbert. Well, she was like, she was in bed and like she scrolled through her Facebook and it came up and she was like, oh my God, I'll say it in Spanish, but she was like, bailan bien bonito, like saying like they dance really pretty and like they're so cute and stuff like that. And I was like, okay. I was like, thank you, BTS. Like y'all got her smiling and enjoying, you know, the performance and everything. So, you know. It's happy times.
The chances of that. Like, I'm sure she's heard of BTS, but the fact that it's another, I see it as another way of like BTS finding your mom.
Kinda, right. You know? Yeah. So, it made me be like even more happy. But yeah, watch her like come on, like, hey, like my bias is so and so, and I'm like, really? Okay.
I can't wait. Oh, that'd be really cool. But yeah,
other than that. Mom? Oh, sorry.
Oh no. Go ahead.
I think we're gonna say the same thing that we were just gonna get into. We mentioned the McDonald's collab. You even did a whole video that got me laughing because it was like expectation versus reality. Of course, we're talking about the U.S. because international army, they be living life, you know, living their best McDonald's purple life. We over here with the generic...
the brown bags.
Brown bags, and we didn't get nothing, y'all. So let us know, Roseanne. Let us know what's going on. Let us know
Goodness sakes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Of course, when time came around, I'm like, yo, the BTS meal is available. Let's get it. I was super excited. First of all, Jose, I was low-key because it's, you know, of course, COVID is still going on. But right. I wanted to kind of like eat where armies are all eating at, but we stay in our table because of COVID, but at least we see each other from the table, like wave. So kind of like a meetup, but not really a meetup, just a little, you know? But then, so I called the place, they said, okay, it's open, like there is dine-in. But literally the day of, I walked in, there is no dine-in. Like they closed it. I don't know if they closed it because, the BTS meal.
Yeah.
And I was super excited when I ordered the meal. I was like, wait, hold up. This don't look right. And so at that time, I didn't know that we in the U.S. do not have the purple cups or the purple boxes. We do have the bags, but you might not be as lucky and you might not get the bag. Like, there's a chance, okay? It's not 100%. If you get the BTS meal, you're going to get the bag. That's the sad part. So I didn't get the bag, obviously. In my head, though, I was like, okay, maybe it's just the McDonald's. I know I got to check out another McDonald's for the purple packaging. And literally, I went on Twitter. Someone sent me the screenshot of them saying that they don't have it in the U.S. And I'm like, really? My heart broke. I was like, are you for real? I felt like it was false advertising. If you watch the commercial, the BTS commercial, they don't have the purple packaging in there. But because they had it in like Canada, Malaysia. Like my friend from Greece even has the purple packaging.
Yeah.
I was like, you would have thought the U.S. would have it because, you know, McDonald's originated in the U.S. And it's like, if you think of McDonald's, you're like, oh, the United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, girl, but low-key, oh, I wanted to really hate it that the sauce is fire. So we went back again. But, you know.
Well, see, now let me bring it on even more down than that. Because your boy didn't get nothing. He didn't even get the sauces. Okay.
Wait, what?
So
wait, what?
At the end of the day, I literally got just the number 10, if you really think about it. Because I believe that's the number 10, the 10-piece meal. The 10-piece nugget. Because I even posted a photo, but I took it down because I got some replies saying, like, this isn't real. And like, just, I was like, okay, I don't need none of that. I know what I got, and I didn't get nothing. So I took it down. But for those of you who saw it, I got the brown bag. So like Roseanne said, you have to be lucky to even get the BTS bag. So I got a purple.
You wish it was purple.
I wish it was purple. I got the brown, like, basic as McDonald's bag, and then the basic packaging with the brown 10-piece McNugget font on there, and then the fries. No. I got the red packaging. I only got one ketchup packet, and then the cup was a McDonald's regular white with the yellow arches on it, and that was it, girl. And
wait, ordered the BTS meal?
Did yes, they have a BTS I said. Meal? I said the BTS meal. I didn't want the number 10. I said the BTS meal, and they were like, oh, "Okay, whatever." And I really do think I got an anti in the drive-thru because they was giving me attitude, then I already don't like confrontation, so I'm always
you just
scared
went with
when
the ketchup.
Like, I even told them, like, "Is this the BTS meal?" They were like, "Yeah," and I was just, you know what? I'm just gonna go home because I'm always scared that they're going to do something to the food. You know what I mean? Oh, at like any restaurant. I feel like if you complain and they take the food back, I feel like they're going to do something to the food. And so I was like, you know what? Let me just whatever. So I got home. Oh, I took a picture of it and I let y'all know. I was like, this is what I got. I'm not going back. I was so sad because it was like literally the only reason I wanted the BTS meal was for the packaging because I already knew that the food was going to be the same. Obviously the sauces was going to be different, but I didn't even get that. So I was like, can I at least get the packaging? And I was like, you know what? Let me swim over to Korea for real.
That's not even part of the meal. Like, that just blows my mind, Jose. Oh my gosh, that is so, I wonder if you do, like, they have you deliver. I know people like order on app, but it's so expensive to have things like Uber Eats to you and stuff, you know what I mean? That's messed up. You know, I somewhat have had an experience too where I was like, what? Because literally the second time that we tried to go, we went through the drive-thru this time around instead of going inside and ordering. And then I asked the person, I'm like, hey, can we get the BTS meal? And it shows on the menu. It has the BTS meal with the purple background and all that. Uh-huh. And the girl is like, I don't know what that is.
Oh,
me and my boyfriend were like, what?
I think she was like trying to be like, I don't know. I feel like she knows. Like, you work there. You know what you have on the menu. Yes.
Yeah, because I even tweeted that out and people were saying they are supposed to know. They usually get like, what's that called? Like, they even have those worksheets and they go over it. They have those meetings of like what to look forward to, what to say.
Exactly. And the reason why I know, girl, is because I used to work at McDonald's. Like a long time ago when I was in high school, I used to work at McDonald's and we would have like, maybe not like group meetings, but when your shift starts, you talk to your manager and they tell you what's going on. They tell you where you're going to be. And I always did that. I was always at the drive-thru and they would always tell us, oh, we got an update on the computer. This is how this is going to work. This is the new schedule, the new menu. This is a new item, whatever the case. You just don't like, what is that? I don't know what that is. You know what I mean? So that's why she was just trying to be funny, I guess, or I don't know.
I don't know, but all it is that my third attempt, Jose, we're trying to get those BTS bags. Okay. I did get it my second attempt. They gave the BTS bag. But my third time around, we asked the guy, because the guy through the drive-thru, he seemed really nice. He was also wearing the McDonald's BTS shirt. Uh-huh. My boyfriend asked, can we get an extra BTS bag? And he gave us a fresh new one. So, you know,
there are some my people God. Out there. You better save that, because I feel like it's going to be worth a lot, girl, later.
People be selling it on eBay.
Let me print out something, and I'll make one myself.
Oh my god!
Because I don't even have the bag, y'all.
I'm gonna draw it too, Jose. Just like I'm gonna draw the magazine.
Your Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah. but you know, other than the McDonald's collabs, y'all's. Wait, Jose, did you get to post your reaction? You posted your reaction to the Butter Hotter remix music video,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm, oh my gosh. I never got to watch that. I'm a mess. But if y'all were wondering, mine's on Patreon, because literally I didn't even put on my makeup. I was like, I'm so sorry, y'all. So just let me react. And
post You're it. Like, but, this is not for the public. This is for my exclusivity people.
Someone is literally going to expose me one day. Like, this is how she looks like.
Oh my god.
But yes, Jose, yes. What are your thoughts? I have a feeling about like what you might have said.
Listen, Linda. I know your name is not Linda, but I'm doing the meme. Listen, Linda. I'm clapping. Five letter word. Is that five? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. Five letter word. Chest. Okay. What is your thought? What are your thoughts? What is your thoughts? Oh my god. What are your thoughts?
Wait, that's what he's just gonna say. Five letter word. Chest. That's his thought. Oh my gosh. We're talking about chest already. Jose, don't tell me that you also were not thinking when we thought hotter remix, we thought something else.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the chest was in there, but their actions were not the hotter.
Yeah, totally. It was more of like a cute B-side, the kind of like Dynamite, where they were just having fun and stuff. Besides the chest, it wasn't like overly sexy or like hot, you know what I mean? But I did see something on Twitter. I was like, I do agree with this. They were saying that they were just being like themselves, and there's nothing hotter than that. And I was like, okay, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Tie it up like that. But I mean, I do appreciate that we got a full music video with the outfits. I would say those are well, they're not tuxedos, are they? Or do you just say suits?
What is suits? They're kind of like suits, yeah. I loved those suits with the padding, the shoulder padding. Mm-hmm,
the shoulder padding. I want one with the short sleeve and shorts. That's all. You know, I'm just going to put in that request.
Me too. I'm still waiting for that, Jose. I put that out there in the universe with the screenshot. That's going to be the sweeter version. Mm-hmm. I'm projecting that. But the chest, sorry, I went back to the chest.
Listen, let's talk about it, because do you not agree with me that more buttons are disappearing?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're losing buttons. They I swear, sometimes I notice one like throughout the video, another one is unbuttoned. Like,
yes. I'm like, is he trying to be slick? Because I'm catching everything. I see everything, JK. And I think there was one more unbuttoned in this hotter remix. Okay,
that's what I was thinking too. So I'm like, what are they? But other than that, it was really cute. I felt like the first time I was watching it, I was kind of like confused. I'm like, hold up, the camera is like set, but then you kind of get the vibe that they're just, you know, dance like. It's one taking turns in front of the camera while they're all behind, which is so funny. Oh my god, I forgot to post a screenshot. I took a screenshot of the moment Jungkook was literally doing like the splits on the chairs, and then like Tae was looking like a robot. I don't know, but there's a lot of cute moments, like Jimin falling off the chair.
Oh my god, then with
boxing moves. Did you see what's going on?
Did you see Jimin fly off the chair? Like, he just like jumped.
He's flying off the chair. I'm like, this man, what is he doing? I literally, so many memes could come out of it, but I wish it wasn't as blurry, because I do want to see,
I know
what went on.
I remember I ended my reaction saying, can I be the chair?
That chair really participated. That chair went through everybody. Yes. Everybody went through that chair. That kind of reminds me too, there was this point in the music video where Jin is literally just sitting there and he's like shaking his leg like for a good minute of the video. He's just like, y'all, you'll mess. But I enjoyed it.
Did you see, Roseanne, that the end of the Hotter remix version is the end of the original music video? Like when Jungkook puts his hand, like he blocks the camera, like when he like puts his hand.
Oh, what?
That's how the original ends. I thought that was pretty cool that they kept that in there.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that, Jose. Oh my gosh, like it just clicked in my head, right?
Well, I mean, if you really, technically the ending of the original is when Hobi eats the butter, but right before that little clip, Jungkook puts his hand on over the camera, so to make it like dark, you know, like that, to cut the ending. And so that same little part is in the ending of the Hotter remix music video too.
Wow. Yeah. I learned something today. That is so interesting. Oh my gosh. Well, my question now is, you know, I'm sure like you've thought of it too, like it goes with the Hotter remix. Immediately you think of the lyrics at the end where they say hotter, cooler, sweeter, you know, yes. Those three words. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you think there's other remix music videos or it's just going to be like remixes?
I think it's only going to be remixes. I don't think they're going to do two more music videos. Mm-hmm. The only reason I say that is because Dynamite and Life Goes On only got two. That's not to say that Butter could get four music videos. I mean, anything is possible. You know what I mean? But if we go by
Life Goes On had three.
What?
Right? Yeah. They had the room one and the outside one.
Oh, I was only thinking about the outside one and the original one.
Yeah, they had the...
So then it could go 2, 3, 4. Okay, maybe it's possible. Oh. Maybe it's possible. I stand corrected.
All right, maybe. Okay, I don't know. We're like, wait. But, you know, I don't want to set us up to be more clowns. So I do believe in the remixes. I just don't know about the music videos. I think I'm just really hoping to see those outfits, those like kind of like medieval jester kind of outfits, the one, the white and black. Mm-hmm, I just want to see that in a music video, just those outfits.
I also would like to see Jungkook in the ponytail. We still only have seconds of it. Okay, that's just me.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, that just reminded me, Jose, did you get to watch the Good Morning America performance yet?
I did. I did not react to that one, but I did. I did react to the Stephen Colbert, but not the Good Morning America. I decided to
switch.
Yeah, I just decided to put the Stephen Colbert on my Patreon, but the GMA I just watched by myself. Taehyung, okay.
That's what I was about to say. You said ponytail, like junk kind of ponytail, but then it was just so random to me. Taehyung.
Yeah, he was like, give me that, what do you call it? The scrunchie. Extension. Oh, no, not extension.
Oh yeah, you're right. Those were the real hair. What am I talking about, girl? I mean, you're right. Scrunchy, hair tie.
Hair tie. Oh my god, not the extension. I can't. I'm done. Let me borrow the extension. No, the hair tie. Hair tie. Yeah, it just came out, and I was not expecting that. I did enjoy it. I very much did. Although. Was it blurry for you or was it just me? Maybe I need to.
Yeah. I don't, because they haven't posted like the official performance on YouTube or wherever. I don't know. I couldn't find it. But it was like low quality, kind of pixelated.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the audio, like, I guess it's pretty cool because you could hear their voice really crisp and clear, but the audio did sound. Mm-hmm. Low quality as well, so
and also, Roseanne, I listen, disclaimer, I know Good Morning America does this, I know it, because people are gonna be like, Jose, they do that for everybody, I get it, but that's not gonna take away from me complaining that they show buildings in between the performances, specifically the dance break. I was like, are y'all really gonna, okay, well, you know what? I'm done
with
y'all.
That's my reaction, too. That was my reaction. I'm like, y'all really gonna cut out of the dance break and show buildings during the dance break?
Like, I don't need to see concrete right now, okay? The only hard thing I need to see is that. Ooh!
Ooh. Ooh.
Wait, let me not go there. What I want to say is, yeah, I don't like that. Also, did you see that they said, like, new to the scene, like, when they were, like, introducing them or, like, talking about them?
That I didn't get to find that exact one, but one, I saw that one of
the
hosts.
Yeah, one of the hosts said, like, new to the scene. And I'm like, do y'all not remember they were on your show, like, 2 years ago performing Idol? Like, what's the tea, y'all?
They were there for Idol. They were there for Life Goes On. I remember Life Goes On, to be specific. They kept cutting. Uh-huh. Every time Tay sang, they kept cutting away from it. And that's why, like, a bunch of us, like, complained. And they finally posted a different performance video because they kept cutting out.
Yeah, and I'm like, y'all really need to do some research or something, because it ain't like that, y'all. It's not like that. Oh, I don't like
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I didn't get to hear that one in particular, but I think I played the video where they were doing a whole segment of, like, K-pop.
Mm-hmm. I watched and that one. Was also dumb. Sorry, y'all. I just gotta call it out like it is.
Same. That is low-key, that is kind of, like, messed up, because it's like, you know, you have BTS on your show. Wouldn't you want to talk about the artist who's performing? Not, like, it's kind of like, you know, the first thing I could think of, I think of other artists like, you know, Shakira or Bad Bunny. That's like, you know, bringing that artist on and then talking about, you know, the music from their country. Like, not about the artist, but like, hey, look at this other artist, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm sure they don't do that to other, like, let's see, who's, like, the biggest, like, say they had Beyonce on there, and, like, yeah. they're like, oh my god, like, just like, I don't know, oh my god.
She's from Texas. I know she's from Texas, but, like, look at these other artists.
Look at all these other artists and be like, why are y'all doing this? Like, I love my state and I love my city, but, like, we're here to promote me. Why are y'all showing somebody else? Like, what's going on? And they don't do that for them. Why did they do it for BTS? It's just, low-key.
Yeah, I went on a little rant on Twitter because, you know, like I said, BTS in particular have, like, achieved so much, you know. And it kind of sucks that all of their achievements are just rounded up into K-pop achieved this.
Right. And it's kind of like, no. Because even in the Rolling Stone magazine, it was pretty cool that, like, RM said, like, we're not doing K-pop. Like, we're doing BTS. The genre is BTS. And we're like, yeah, like, it's just this thing that, like, people are so, like, just because they're Korean, it's automatically K-pop. And it's like, no, like, I love his quote. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's sort of like, I'm paraphrasing. He was like, you know, we're Koreans, but we're singing an English pop song. So we're making pop music. So if they're like, we just like to consider ourselves, like, the genre is BTS. Like, that's it. Like, don't put us in a box. Like, and that's basically what they were doing. They were like, you know, you still belong to this one box. We're going to shout out this other genre. And when it's only y'all that are here, it just didn't make sense. But
it didn't make sense. But that's a little rant. Because I was, you know, upsetting. But I'm not surprised. But anyway. Wait, hold on. I do have another rant that I did want to, like, you know, mention a little bit real quick. Because, you know, right now, as of when we're recording, the Hot 100 hasn't been released yet because it is a holiday. We are getting it tomorrow. And, you know, we really, 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 really want that number one on the Hot 100 for their song Butter. Because, come on, like, I feel like we worked so hard. The song is amazing. We got the radio play, the sales. But here's the boy, okay? The B-U-T-T. We are kind of going against an industry. I don't know if y'all been on Twitter seeing stuff, but even the fishy stuff that's going on Spotify, Jose, that is crazy. I even screenshot my Spotify, but there is another artist that's kind of being called an industry plant. And, you know, I don't want to mention too much about it, but it is it's obvious, y'all. It's obvious, okay?
Yes.
But did you see that? Was it like 46% of our streams so far on Spotify was being filtered? Meaning,
that's like,
it's not like...
Yeah, it's almost half. Like 40...
It was ridiculous.
Like we have to laugh at this point because it's ridiculous. That's how ridiculous it is that we're just like, really, y'all? Like, it's not even... y'all ain't even trying to hide it. Like, y'all just, like, being open about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, we knew something was funky with Spotify. We even, like, trended a hashtag. But it was really interesting because I believe the VP of Columbia Records, that, you know, the company that's, like, promoting and pushing Butter.
Yeah.
Also messaged back. Did you see that? There was, like, a...
I didn't see that part.
Because, you know, I was on Facebook and I know an article was written that we created, ARMYs created a hashtag to bring attention to the whole Spotify thing. Uh-huh. And people were calling us, like, you know, we're just complaining, blah, 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 blah. You know, we're just complaining, basically.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. The executive vice president and head of promotion of Columbia Records, y'all, he answered somebody and he said, I'll just get to what, you know, the important part, but he's like, we are in high-level conversations with all streaming services about filtering rules. We are absolutely on the case. Hang in there and keep up the amazing work. So, y'all, we are not complaining for no reason. We're not being paranoid little kids. Something is really up, especially for the vice president, y'all, of Columbia Records to be like, we're in discussions right now because something is fishy.
Yeah, they see it too, basically. They're just confirming that, like, just confirming, like, you guys, we hear you because we also see it too and we're gonna be talking to them.
So, you know, the person that the artist that we are basically going against at the moment, that person got number one already last week because their song came out a week before Butter. So they already got number one on Hot 100. I was kind of worried a little bit because they really are pushing that artist, you guys. Y'all, it's crazy.
It's so hard the way they're going. And that's why I feel like it's even more of a proud moment for us if we do get the number one, because it's not only for BTS and proud that we were able to, like, do this together and do it for the guys, but also because we're going up against pretty much the entire Western music industry, you know what I mean? And to be able to achieve that, it could be, like, major. It'd be like, yo, even with all this things going against us, we were able to come and raise above it, you know what I mean?
Very, very true. There was also another article that I saw. You know how, depending on which country you're in, you could change the title of your, like, your video, right?
Oh, yeah.
So apparently this person's video, music video, literally said the song that is going against BTS on the title. So they literally had BTS on the title. I gotta find that later on. Girl. But there's... And so that was so weird to me. And other than that, y'all know... For Spotify, even in their country, you know how they have playlists for each country? Literally, like, that person was, like, number one there in BTS's own country. And people also posted, like, the numbers of streams. It does not compare to how much Butter was getting. So it's just not adding up. But, you know, we'll see, you guys. I'm very confident, but also it's kind of like, you know, in the back of our head, we're always prepared. We're going
to that's what I was about to say. Like, I'm also confident, but at the same time, we have to be ready if it does happen where they don't get the number one spot. Like, we know it's possible because of these reasons. So it won't be much of a surprise, but at the same time, we are hopeful that they will get it, even if that makes sense.
Hopefully y'all's But, you know, we're actually in the process of literally as tomorrow when we're recording, we are going to start the official schedule for Festa. Yes, the ARMY holiday.
For real.
I'm super excited. Not gonna lie, though, I saw the schedule. I'm like, oh, girl, cannot read this schedule. I have to scroll down and, like, you know, people would, like, jot it down for you. I looked at it and my eyes went like, I couldn't understand it, but
We're super excited to be talking about the guys. We're gonna be talking about it throughout the month because this is a month-long event. Well, not the entire month, but half of the month, but we'd like to say half the month. As stuff starts getting released, we'll talk about it each week and our thoughts on it, but just be prepared, ARMY, because by the time you're listening to this, we're well on our way into Festa. And just be prepared because we're excited to be talking about it for the rest of June.
But yes, you guys, that was it for this episode. To stay started.
To stay started.
I'm sorry. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, Roseanne.
Yes.
Bye, Army.
Bye, Ozzy. Bye, Army. Kim Nam-joon, Kim So-jin, Min Yoon-hee, Young Ho-suk, Park Ji-min.